Hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, is this Steve?
That's me, yes.
Steve Hackett. My name is Big Daddy. I'm here in Sioux City, Iowa. Welcome to Sioux City. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you. Great name, Big Daddy. Fantastic.
Steve Hackett, man, I'm a Genesis fan. I go way back as a Genesis fan, so when I found out I was going to be able to talk to you, I jumped at the chance, and welcome to the program, man. I hope things are going well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great time for me, even though we can't go out and do the things we normally do. I've been doing lots of recording and writing, so lots of projects. It's been a really fun time in so many ways.
Well, you've been kind of locked up like the rest of us, but you've done what a lot of us haven't, where we just sit around and do nothing. You have actually gone to work while you've been kind of isolated, and you've been doing a lot of writing. So you're calling today to talk about your new autobiography that's long overdue, pal. It's called A Genesis in My Bed. So I'm looking forward to reading it. Like I said, I'm a big Genesis fan. So what made you decide to want to put an autobiography together?
Well, my wife Jo said to me 15 years ago, you really need to write your story. And she is a writer herself. She's written a couple of books and made movies. And I tried writing this, and she said, I think you need to go back to the drawing board. It's not really good enough. So she said, you know, you need to join up the events and on all of that. So I did. You know, and I rewrote the thing about 20 times, which is why it took about 15 years. I wanted to make sure that it was not just informative, but I hope that it will be a fun read. So if someone doesn't really know what I do, or they don't even like music, they might enjoy the storytelling aspect of it, and the humor, and what it was like to grow up in England in the 1950s, before the Beatles, before rock and roll.
Well, you started, I read a little bit on you, you didn't even start playing the guitar till you were like 12 years old, and lo and behold, now you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've gone on to influence a lot of the major guitar players in the world today. Do you have a lot of them come up to you, Steve, and say, hey, Steve Hackett, man, I learned what I learned from you. Do you hear that a lot?
Well, I think guitarists are very open to each other, and I did that, you know, with Hank Marvin from the Shadows, Cliff Richard's backing band, and I said to him, you know, yours was the first record that I ever bought me, and he was very modest and said, I'm surprised people still buy those things, but I said, oh, no, the reason they do is because they were very, very well made, and so I get guitarists come up to me and say that I've influenced them, and I'm amazed, because many of those guitarists are very, very good players themselves, so that's always a thrill to know.
We're talking to Steve Hackett, a former member of Genesis, and he's got a new autobiography out called A Genesis in My Bed. I've got a few questions to ask you, and unfortunately, Steve, the question I'm going to ask you out of the chute is one that you've probably been asked 100 million times before, and that is, why would you leave Genesis at the height of your fame back in the 70s?
Well, the word is autonomy. Basically, I didn't want to have to ask permission to do songs anymore. I made one album on my own, and I liked it so much I bought the company. What can I tell you? I had an album. It did sufficiently well. I got a silver album for it. I was very proud of that. And then I went back to working with Genesis. But then things became a little bit more difficult after that. I made the album. And some of the guys in the band helped me to do it, but then later accused me of not giving everything to the band. So I think the only mistake I made was, it was okay doing an album, but the mistake I made was in making it a hit. And so it's very difficult. Bands can become very jealous, and I'm being very honest about this. It was a great band. I loved working with them, but I didn't want to be constrained. And I think nobody owns me. You know what I mean? I'm owned by music. That's how it works. I'm slave to music. You know, that's my master. It's not any one band, even if it was the greatest band in the world. And I think Genesis came close.
I was talking to David Coverdale a couple of months ago, and he brought up the fact that he has now reconciled with Ritchie Blackmore after all these years, after 30 years. Do you stay in touch with your former bandmates with Genesis?
I do, and I compliment them when I know that they've done some good work individually or collectively. I've always been very open about that. I'm not competitive. I think the difficulty with Genesis is that they were educated initially at a private school and brutalized and turned into pathologically competitive characters, very, very talented. But I don't think it did them any good sociologically. I guess, you know, that's the way it is. You know, that kind of school was designed to produce the next Viceroy of India or the next Prime Minister. But it doesn't make it easy to hang out together, you know, to groove together. So I was more chilled out, frankly. I thought, it doesn't really matter if I'm working with these guys or another bunch. Life's too short, you know, to have arguments about all this sort of stuff. So autonomy was the thing. I knew I had to leave in order to spread my wings.
Well said. We're talking with Steve Hackett. He's got a brand new autobiography out. When is it being released, Steve? Is it coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
Well, I believe it comes out on Kindle in the States tomorrow, but I think over here there are physical copies, which have already sold out and gone to number 14 in the Amazon chart. So they're already into the second or third run of it now. They didn't expect it to do so well, the publishers, but it's the story of my life that people always underestimate. How many they're going to need for things. And meanwhile, you know, I signed the day before yesterday, I signed 500 of them, and they all sold out. So it's doing okay, but I will move on to something else very, very quickly, because that's how I am. I'm very productive at the moment. Now that I can't do shows, I can do something else. I'm making a lot of albums all in one go.
I'm glad things are going well for you. I look forward to reading the book. I did read a little bit of it. Before I let you go, what's this about getting caught up in a revolution when you were with Genesis? What was that all about?
Oh, well, that was when we were in Portugal. I think it was the fall of the previous government, and we were in Cascais. The government had fallen, and they oversold the gig, and so... you know, at the gig, there were gunshots going off, there were cars being overturned, set on fire, soldiers were killed. I can't tell you what pandemonium was going on when we were doing Lamrise Down on Broadway live. And the following day, the plane aborted takeoff halfway through, and we skidded across this field, and we all thought that was it. But it was a really hairy ride, the whole thing. Yeah, it felt really dangerous. It's not great to go out on stage thinking, hope nobody takes a pot shot at the court jesters on stage.
Talking to Steve Hackett, English musician, songwriter, singer, producer, former lead guitarist for Genesis, and now author. A little bit of everything, man. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors, and I look forward to reading the book.
Thank you so much. Great talking, Big Daddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.